Sensitive care requires slower wisdom. Pet-assisted chaplaincy can be very meaningful in settings involving children, disability ministry, and other sensitive care environments. A gentle animal may help lower fear, create relational openness, and support calm presence. But these settings require slower wisdom. Why? Because not every person receives animal presence in the same way. Some children are immediately delighted. Others are cautious. Some individuals with disabilities enjoy contact with animals. Others may have sensory sensitivities, fear, startle responses, communication differences, trauma histories, or physical vulnerabilities that make even a gentle interaction more complex. Some people like to watch an animal from a distance before they are ready to move closer. Others may never want contact at all. The chaplain must honor that. In sensitive care environments, ministry is not measured by how quickly the animal creates engagement. Ministry is measured by whether the chaplain protects dignity, reads the moment carefully, and keeps the interaction safe, non-coercive, and truly person-centered. That means the chaplain must move slower than instinct may prefer. Do not assume delight. Do not assume touch is welcome. Do not assume silence means comfort. Do not assume the person needs to be encouraged past hesitation. A slow beginning is often the wisest beginning. You might say, "This is my dog, and she is very calm." You can look at her first if you want. That kind of language creates room. It protects choice. It lets the person receive the interaction at a pace that feels safe. This matters especially in disability settings, where communication may not always be verbal or typical. A person may communicate through facial expression, body tension, withdrawal, stimming, reaching, turning away, eye contact, or changes in breathing and posture. The chaplain must learn to read more than words. It also matters with children. Children may move suddenly, grab impulsively, squeal loudly, or shift emotions quickly. Some are gentle. Some are curious but unpredictable. Some are grieving, overstimulated, or longing for comfort. A ministry animal should never be placed in a setting like this without close handling and clear adult awareness. Slower wisdom means the chaplain keeps asking, "Is this person actually comfortable? Is the animal actually calm? Is the setting actually safe? Am I following the person's pace, or am I trying to create a moment?" Those questions protect both people and animals. Sensitive care environments also require humility. The chaplain should not assume expertise in disability support, child development, trauma care, or sensory processing simply because a pet-assisted interaction seems to go well. The chaplain's role is not to diagnose or provide therapy. The chaplain's role is to offer calm presence, compassionate care, spiritual sensitivity, and wise restraint. Sometimes the best visit will involve touch. Sometimes it will involve only looking. Sometimes it will involve a short conversation. Sometimes it will involve a blessing or prayer by permission. Sometimes it will involve ending early because the setting is not right. That is not failure. That is maturity. A ministry animal can be a gift in sensitive settings, but only when the chaplain understands that gentleness is not enough. Gentleness must be paired with pacing, observation, consent, safety, and respect for difference. Sensitive care requires slower wisdom because people are not all the same. Their comfort is not all the same. Their communication is not all the same. And faithful ministry must make room for that.